A saying goes, enduring suffering puts an end to suffering. Enjoying blessings exhausts blessings. Why do cultivators of the way want to cultivate? We eat only one meal each day because we want to end suffering. Happiness remains once suffering is gone. Blessings come in two varieties, those we should enjoy and those we shouldn't enjoy. Blessings we should enjoy are those which come as rewards for work we ourselves have done, such things as living in a nice house, wearing nice clothes, eating good food, and riding in nice cars are blessings we can enjoy. We should recognize, however, that once these blessings have been enjoyed to their fullest, they will be gone, and our bank accounts of blessings will be used up. Blessings we should not enjoy include things gained by seeking beyond one's rightful share, blessings that come through scheming and trickery, such as money stolen from others. If we enjoy such blessings, then it's unrighteous pleasure, and the law will punish us. We will have overdrawn on our bank accounts of blessings. Once we enjoy all of the blessings that are rightfully ours, our blessings will be used up. How much more is it so with blessings that are not rightfully ours? Should we demand to enjoy those as well? Not only will we burn up our blessings that way, we'll even go bankrupt. For that reason, we should not enjoy our blessings to their end, or else we will have no blessings left. On the other hand, we can endure suffering to its end, for then there will be no more suffering. We should understand this principle so that when we find ourselves in distressing circumstances, we can happily accept the discomfort. In this way, we avoid all resentment and we don't become dissatisfied or discontented. The thinking and behavior of people who study Buddhism is exactly the opposite of worldly people. Ordinary worldly people flow with birth and death as they create more karma. Cultivators of the way oppose the flow of birth and death as they wipe out their karma. No matter what situations arise, they calmly endure them, resting securely in their knowledge of principles. Thus, suffering does not seem painful to them. A saying goes, only one who has tasted bitterness to the ultimate degree can become an extraordinary person. How true it is.